Chapter 3. Hummingbird. You don't stop to think at a time like this. You act. Everything is a blur. I lay the child down and make sure her airway is open. Two of my fingers rapidly press on her chest 30 times. When I first started volunteering at the children's hospital, teaching the kids magic to take my mind off my own stress, I took an infant and child CPR class. Being around so many vulnerable children, I felt it was my responsibility, even though we'd learned the adult basics in the FBI. But compared to the rigid practice dolls, under my fingertips, this baby feels like a hummingbird. Her skin is soft, but cold. Her bones are fragile, as if they're made of thin porcelain. I breathe into her tiny mouth, afraid I'll somehow break her. Her small chest rises. I breathe into her again. 30 taps. Breathe. Breathe. Again, I force my fingers down on her chest. Another 30 taps. Breathe. Breathe. The children's hospital was where I met Elsie, a young girl brutally scarred after her abusive mother threw a pot of boiling water at her. Now, after a hard year of plastic surgery, and because of her resilience, the scars have faded, and she's like every other tween. Her Instagram feed is filled with smiling selfies and photos of her crushes. Her terrible past is more and more just a bad memory. I don't even know this baby's name. I don't know if she's going to be okay. 30 taps. Breathe. Breathe. She's still cold. She's still not breathing. Please breathe, little thing. Please. Please. Someone grabs my shoulder. I look up as two paramedics push me aside to treat the infant. I don't remember calling them, but my phone is on the ground next to the child. The 911 operator is on speakerphone. Instinct. You drill something into your head until you don't think about it. That's the point of training. I follow them into the ambulance.